Catholic Church is not the only religion concerned with enforcing strict rules for expressing piety and punishing those who find their own way, by calling them apostates and enemies. For Catholics, it is struggles over women and their bodies and sexuality. For Muslims, there are some of those same struggles and the additional concept of jihad, roughly translated as holy war. Jihad is a term evoking terrorism and war in its clumsy references in the media, much more nuanced in a pious Muslim community.
The true jihad is to improve oneself spiritually. But your ignorant mullahs have reduced this noble concept to a joke, so they can go to paradise and claim their 72 virgins. or is it 82 Ali? These days?
Ali?
Where do they even get these figures? Certainly not in the Quran.
The Prophet has said it himself. The martyrs shall inherit the paradise.
An argument over the meaning of jihad forms the central drama in a new play called Noor, a play by Akbar Ahmed, Pakistan's former ambassador to the United Kingdom and chair of Islamic studies at American University. The newest iteration of his play, performed at American University, was directed by Manjula Kumar, a project director at the Smithsonian Institution, with a mission to bring the diversity of Muslim beliefs to light. In this production, the message is driven home by an Afghan cast, an Indian director, and a Pakistani playwright.
John, this is one form of expression of my mission almost in trying to create better understanding between peoples, between cultures, and to close this huge gap that opened after 9/11, particularly between Muslims and non-Muslims. And this play, of course, takes us straight into the heart of the matter, which is into an ordinary middle-class family, which could be set anywhere. It could be in Baghdad, in Karachi, in Cairo, in Kabul, and indeed not necessarily Muslim, because these dilemmas, these tensions, these conflicts are taking place in other societies also.
And we've described some of the plot of the play, Noor, in our introduction. But Manjula, what attracted you to this project? So many theater directors, the last thing they want to do is be involved in some preachy polemic.
Absolutely. Actually, I read this play. Dr. Ahmed had brought my attention to it a few years ago, and I put it in the back burner. No, there's too much of talk of terrorism and Islam and all. No. But the day the Boston bombing happened, I just sat there frozen in front of the television. I was like a volcano for those days. And I decided one night, I have to do this. I have to do this not only for my own catharsis, but I have to understand, share with colleagues, with the public, what is it that made these two young boys who came to this country, the younger boy was 8 years old, so it became absolutely a need to do this, we have a lot of youngsters, you know, as cast members who started digging deeper into this whole issue of the three pillars of Islam. What exactly is the meaning of jihad? And, one of our characters says, we are struggling to create a modern society with law and order, justice and education for all. This is my jihad, the true jihad. Now, not many people even begin to think, what is the interpretation? What is the understanding?
You forget his most important saying on martyrdom is about scholarship. The ink of the scholar is more sacred than the blood of the martyr.
Ha, Ali, all this talk about education and learning is just a way to divert us Muslims from the real problems that we are facing today.
So this was the biggest challenge for me, the complex material itself.
You know, I'm unusual in the United States in that I learned about jihad in college shortly after the Iranian Revolution, where it was out there, but it was very much an obscure term. And in my college, the professors taught it as this personal struggle for understanding that jihad was something you were supposed to do, but it was all about your internal relationship with God and religion. It had nothing to do with certainly suicide bombings or anything of the kind. Does the prevailing news and the sort of post-9/11 era really ruin your ability to explain the broader dimensions of something like jihad, Akbar? And then I'd love to hear what you have to
John,
say.
John, that's a challenge, and I can't back out of the challenge in trying to correct what should be corrected for Muslims, especially, primarily, and then for non-Muslims. And, of course, there's a quotation in the play which underlines the importance of scholarship, of balance of knowledge in Islam over martyrdom and blood. And I'll let Manjula quote it because it's a favorite quote of hers. It's a quotation of the Prophet of Islam.
Absolutely. And it says, "The ink of the scholar is more sacred than the blood of the martyr." Mm. And this is what is the crux, you know, of the play itself. And there are two brothers who have this different concept of jihad. One says, "No, we need warriors, not mystics." And that's his jihad. And the other brother is saying, "No, we need law and order." This is the tension that's going on, especially in the youth. But the play itself has the final message of peace. The Sufi message, which is also Dr. Akbar's life's work, is Sulh-e Kul, which is peace for all.
Audience reactions to people who've seen the production, performers' reactions at this early stage?
Well, John, let me tell you, it was first performed at Theatre J by my great friend Ari Roth, the artistic director there. And there was a group of soldiers there, including their colonel, the old guard from Washington. And the colonel, after the play in the Q&A, said, "This is a play that President Obama should actually be seeing, because this is a play that takes us right to the heart of the matter." For me, the most significant aspect of this particular play is that Manjula has been able to gather Afghans, Pakistanis, Indians, Americans to act in the play. So here we are in Washington performing something in unity with great harmony, when back in South Asia these countries are actually confronting each other, and there's some tension between Afghanistan and Pakistan and India and Pakistan. India and Pakistan have even exchanged fire on the line of control. And here we have Indian background, Manjula, and Pakistani background, Akbar working in complete harmony.
Well, Manjula and Akbar, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank
John.
You. Thank you.
Akbar Ahmed is the chair of Islamic Studies at American University and Pakistan's former ambassador to the United Kingdom. He wrote the screenplay for Noor, and Manjula Kumar is the director of the play and a project director at the Smithsonian Institution.
Support for The Takeaway comes from Lumosity. Lumosity.com's daily workouts are designed to improve memory and attention, dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. It's all at Lumosity.com.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.